I want to go to PT's library and pull out the book of Never Take Your Toddler Shopping With You. Never, ever. Doesn't matter what sort of shopping you're doing, you never, ever take the toddler shopping, because everyone knows, Brett Mack, and you and I have been through the toddler thing.
Yep.
Take your eye off them for a half a second. They're wreaking havoc.
Mm-hmm.
There's whooshka going on. Exactly what happened to Kaz and Aaron, who experienced this toddler havoc when they went shopping to their local home store called B&Q over in the UK. I like that, B&Q, barbecue,
okay.
B&Q.
Right.
Anyway, so they're wandering around, and it's a home store, so as you can imagine, it's got a lot of homely things that you can buy, including brand new toilets.
Right. Oh, so, no. Oh, no. I see where you're going here.
Can't quite believe what's happened here, Brett Mack.
Mm.
Or can we?
Mm-hmm. I think we can.
Perhaps we can, because they've taken the eye off the toddler for a half a second, and before you know it, it's a pants-down affair on the toilet where the kids had a dump.
Okay. As a display loo, right? not rigged up to the plumbing?
It's a display toilet, and the kid's gone and had a poo. Done the right thing.
Yes.
How can you blame the
poor
kid?
Poor fella. How is he to know?
He's in dire need of a poo. And he's gone, toilet? Hey, Dad, why has this toilet got no toilet paper?
And why won't it flush? Is that where you creep out from the shop
you
really
sheepishly,
quietly?
Sheepishly, with your head down, you're not looking at anyone. You've got your toddler by the arm. Mm-hmm. You've closed the lid, by the way. Who's got the toilet spray? Where's that when you need it most? Oh, dear. Never take your kids shopping anywhere.
Good lesson.
Let's put that book back in the library.